Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. As the twilight of humanity's tenure on this once verdant orb deepens, every passing day etches a stark portrait of our legacy, a mosaic of devastation, wastelands strewn with the detritus of a civilization too enamored with its prowess to heed the dirges of a dying world. In this vivid tapestry of decay, what are the heirlooms that we, the denizens of a beleaguered planet, leave behind? Brutal monuments of concrete and steel, the once proud sentinels of progress, now stand as tombstones over the remains of nature's grandeur. From verdure to void, our prairies turn to parched earth, forests to graveyards of carbonized trunks, oceans reduced to acid baths hosting the specters of species long extinct. We find ourselves bequeathing an inheritance of rubble, not the riches of a bygone era of ecological harmony. Are these the treasures we imagined gifting to the progeny of tomorrow? The jewels of this crown of thorns are manifold. The plastic footprint lingers long, with gyres of synthetic waste tantalizingly imitating a grotesque parody of abundant fish schools. Heavy metals leach into the arterial lifeblood of our soil, rendering it barren, toxic, unable to sustain the diversity of life that once whispered the secrets of survival for centuries untold. The air we breathe, heavy with the fumes of industrial decadence, cloaks the sky in a shroud so impenetrable that the stars themselves recoil in revulsion. Our metropolises, once pulsating with the vibrance of the human story, slump, abandoned, as nature attempts a feeble resurgence. A green sprout emerging through cracked pavement, a defiant symbol of life in the face of overwhelming annihilation. Yet what hope can this fragile bloom offer when faced with the relentless, suffocating grip of our own making? The echo of our technological triumphs, those siren songs that once heralded an age of unbridled innovation, now resound as laments, the muffled cries of a future that might have been. For in our pursuit of an ever-advancing frontier, we neglected to steward the sanctum we were afforded. We tasked ourselves as titans, controllers of fate, only to succumb to hubris and the inevitable fall that follows. Where there were rivers, teeming with the dance of life, now lie the visages of chemical sludge, the serpents of pollution entwined in a macabre matrimony with the waterways that once cradled civilization. Our children's children will know of clear rivers and thundering waterfalls only as myths, whispered down through fearful, hushed tones, the legacy of lost wonders entrusted to the annals of legend. Indeed, the mosaic we craft today speaks volumes of a tale that generations hence may study with morbid curiosity, or perchance, with a mournful sense of loss so profound that it can scarcely be grasped. Will they marvel at our folly or weep for the beauty that we squandered in our apathy? As the waning embers of humanity's dominion flicker in the gathering shadows, let us contemplate the heirlooms of ruin that we bequeath. They are not merely the artifacts and structures, but the scars upon the earth, the altered climatic tapestry, the genetic memories of extinction. These are the tokens of our time, the silent testaments to what we valued, the echo of our actions rippling through time. What will we leave behind? The answer, while stark, is not shrouded in mystery. It is writ large across the canvas of our present, a canvas we still paint with every choice, every action, and every moment of inattention. As the guardians of a legacy that will outlive us, it remains to be seen if the siren's call of immediate gratification will continue to drown out the desperate pleas of our ailing planet.